Good afternoon. This is Maria Vasquez Boyd with you on Art Speak Radio every Wednesday, noon to one, here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. So thank you so much for tuning in today, either through your radio, your phone app, or online, kkfi.org. Thank you so much. Hey, we've got a full house. You know, I say that every week, but we really do have a full house. Today we've got the Wormwood Collective, Will Sanchez, J.C. Sparks, Sean Newstead, who's also known as Sherwood, Jessica Ayala, we'll have her by telephone, Monique Salazar, Jameson Bales, Sean Pavey, and Jeanette Powers are here in the studio. And going to talk about the second annual Poetry Throwdown. So stay tuned for that. But we're going to go ahead and get started with the Wormwood Collective. And this was pre-recorded, and so, you know, bear with me. They were in the studio last month. Bye, honey. They returned to their new home at Prohibition Hall, and they're some of Kansas City's most dedicated poets and performers on stage. They welcome a variety of performances, music, prose, comedy, spoken word, burlesque performances, freestyle and slam, sideshow performances, and they say basically anything they can get away with legally, as long as words are incorporated. So sit back and take a listen to the Wormwood Collective. So I'm here with members of the Wormwood Collective. I've got Will Sanchez, I've got Sherwood, and J.C. Sparks here in the studio today talking about the Wormwood Collective. Welcome, guys, and please tell us, Will and Sherwood, J.C. Sparks, tell us what the Wormwood Collective is about.
Hi there, Maria. Thank you so much for having us here. The Wormwood Collective is a collective of poets focused in the Midwest. We started 7 years ago in Chicago, Illinois, doing open mic poetry nights. We started off at Exit Chicago, and we have been doing these events out there. In Chicago, we do them on a weekly basis. Here, we do them every first Friday at Prohibition Hall, and we have been in the Kansas City metro area for over a year now.
So are the three of you founding members?
I am a founding member. JC has recently been made a co-host of the event, co-organizer. He's been involved in every event since we launched in Kansas City. And our friend Sherwood has been on board with us and working closely with us also since the event started in the Prohibition Hall.
Terrific. That is correct. I've been here pretty much since the first one. That happened about a year ago-ish. And I've come to almost every event. I like to support this type of event. It really brings a different kind of atmosphere to the performance of poetry, because at the first event there was visual art. There was a painter, I believe, who provided us with some art, and during the performances the art was being rotated in and out so that lots of different pieces could be seen, and there was music. It's really different from most of the poetry events in Kansas City.
Yeah. And Sherwood, how about you?
Yeah, I actually started attending the events when they picked up at Prohibition Hall on First Fridays. And I came in there just ready to take some of the poetry that I'd turned into music and perform that along with a partner who was performing as a dancer. And so it really was a very welcoming environment for all the poetic art expression that Casey has to offer.
Beautiful. Now, I should mention to our listeners that the Prohibition Hall is located at 1118 McGee Street here in Kansas City, Missouri. And I understand that there's been a variety of performances that include music and prose, comedy, spoken word, burlesque, and so on, right?
That's correct, Maria. We welcome basically just about any form of art that we can legally get away with as long as it involves spoken word. So we do poetic burlesque performances. We do sideshow performances. We've had poi and fire performers, contortionists, clowns, prose, slam artists, Anybody that basically has something to express, as long as it involves spoken word, the celebration of the spoken word of poetry, they're more than welcome to bring it on the microphone with us.
Beautiful. Now, because it is at Prohibition Hall, is there an age limit? I mean, do you have to be 21 to attend, or how does that work?
For Prohibition Hall, it's 18 plus with valid ID.
Okay.
So it's $18. It's 18 plus. Welcome to the public.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Go ahead.
Not quite free, or sorry, no, not quite. Not quite all ages. But it's a nice little. You know, you don't have to be 21, and I think that's rad. I think there are a lot of, you know, poets who aren't quite that age yet in Kansas City, but they're doing great work, and we're very happy to have them.
Yeah, and with your performances, do you also include an open mic of some sort?
That is correct. It's an open mic night. We basically welcome all forms of poetry of expression. The only thing we really don't do is slam, because we don't encourage competition. We find that that sometimes tends to scare some folks away. So we welcome basically just about any kind of poetry, any kind of expression in an open mic environment.
Terrific. And Sherwood, you said that you are a musician and you put the words with the music. What do you perform? What do you play?
I play a lot of instruments. Usually when I perform live, it's with a guitar. And I have a lot of writing, and I really like to present that in a bigger platform than just the spoken word, which I admire too. But when I can put a dreamy melody behind it and have a dancer with me and present an entire environment that someone can really connect with, I feel like it's a much bigger production and it's more empowering.
Absolutely, yeah. It's all your senses all at once, music and visual and sound and all that. So you have an event that's coming up. And we want to talk about that, or should I say an ongoing event, because I believe you have that too, right?
That is correct. We're on every first Friday at Prohibition Hall. In April 7th, we are having our seven-year anniversary party, years
good.
Of this madness, doing these events in the Midwest, 6 years in Chicago, 1 year, over a year in Kansas City. So we are celebrating our seven-year anniversary. We're going to have guests coming in from the Chicago area. We're inviting a lot of old friends, welcoming a lot of new guests. We're basically throwing the house out the window with this one.
I love that. You know, and that's something that I want to ask you is, how many members, just loosely, are there in this Wormwood Collective?
As it stands right now in the Kansas City area, we've got approximately 80-something members in the Wormwood Collective Kansas City chapter. Chicago has approximately 250-something.
Wow.
So we're looking at maybe perhaps close to 300-plus around the Midwest.
Are you looking to grow this collective? Are you looking to make it more of a national, a larger group?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We will launch anywhere where we can get our foot in the door in the Midwest.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to throw you guys for a loop. Did you bring anything that you want to recite today?
Sure.
Yeah. So who's going to go first?
I would love to.
Okay.
Go for it.
This one I called, You'll Soon Forget That You Came to Leave. You'll soon forget that you came to leave, and it feels good because it's early. Morning light's sudden surprise, the only painful comfort for my eyes other than your rosy cheeks. Easing minds open to let hardscapes approach them at love's unforgiving plateau. An all-consuming fire seeping warmth into our core, ensuring a willingness to bleed for this mutual life we swore to need. We've webbed veins, weaving webs of vain loyalties. It's a sticky mess. The more we move, the less we're free. You'll soon forget that you came to leave.
Beautiful. Wow. And that was Sherwood. Yeah. Now, is that something you would have put music with? Or
I'm working on that element, yes.
Yeah. Who's next?
Radio.
Jay-Z Sparks.
I wrote this back when I was first in Kansas City. I moved back about 2 years ago, and I was going to lots of poetry open mics, and I was reading off my phone at a lot of them, and I really enjoy that spirit, just from writing something down quickly and going for it. So this is what I wrote, thinking about that and around that time. I don't do the whole breathe in, breathe out thing. I just go. Hello, my name's Joe Schmo, and I read poems off my phone. Is lunacy inherent in success? I say yes, because the misshapen elevator speeches I spit seem near infinite, except on nights when I darkly scan burnt-out clans I used to kick it with. I'm an alien to most, dazzling the eyes of folks with infrareds mounted on my custom UFO. Vices include revengeful moods, visions dark-sided, nervous tics. Sometimes I think my mind itself's a house divided. Understanding what's going on around you comes at a price, which is nice for your tax man or a suit who sells advice. But what I peddle isn't so concise. I'm in the business of visions, of masks, tasked with inciting mass complacency, down to the very last. Matter of fact, before the victim can react, the mask attacks, securing a prison, custom built for the psychology, experience, and location of the victim. And I've just about had it. I can't stop thinking about all these masks. I see them everywhere, begging to be experimented on and tampered with, because my mind is a hilarious parasite.
Terrific. Thank you. Thank you. Will?
All right. This is an oldie but goodie, and it is called Silent Journey. Arachnid in my nature, I knit threads I can tread, and I tread and never stumble on ahead. The nature of this journey is one of those rarer and stranger cases where the traveler goes inside himself to face his several faces. I hear hasty steps behind me. Behind me, here I am, contemplating destination, fake elation's contraband. And my radiance was blinding, but blinded now I am, shedding skin for one more rebirth, growing up as half the man. There's a carcass in the desert. Bones assemble in the wind. When the wind leaves, it collapses till the next breath comes back in. Veteran of conflict, clad in armor forged from tin, train of mind of ancient spirit, and my song tells where I've been. And my compass, mother moon, as I transcend through an unknown that's full of me, a me that I have never known. With the adrenaline of wander, through this silent journey I roam, and in my mind I contemplate a state of mind that I call home.
Beautiful, your work. All of you, thank you.
Thank you.
Know, I do want to tell our listeners that you can be found on Facebook, right? You have a Facebook page.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Okay. And there is an Instagram page in the works.
Okay. And again, you're returning to your new home at Prohibition Hall at 1118 McGee Street here in Kansas City, Missouri. Prohibitionhall.com is the website to find out more information about the events, the time and date and all that, because it's ongoing, right?
That is correct. Every first Friday, doors open at 6. Mm-hmm. We also work with Burlesque Circus. We do a double feature as well, Kansas City Burlesque Circus, Cirque de Risque. Mm-hmm. So their show starts at 11:30. We do a double feature with them. They host our official after party. So definitely worth an excellent show as well to check out.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes.
A lot of fun indeed. Now, separately, you're the One Word Collective, but separately, you all are writers and maybe musicians and perhaps painters. Do you want to talk a little bit individually about upcoming events or give us a little bit more information about who you are?
Sure. So,
and this is JC Sparks.
Yep. It's me, JC. I am a zinester, a poet, a sci-fi writer based in Kansas City. I'm from here. I went and lived in Boise, Idaho for about 5 years, but I've been back here for almost 2 years. And I am involved in the Northland open mic up at Steele's Used Books. I believe David Steele, the owner of that establishment, graced this microphone not too long ago. And and we are there on the first Sundays. So that weekend is kind of my crazy poetry weekend every month. It's
okay.
Wormwood Collective at Prohibition Hall on Friday, followed by Northland Open Mic at Steele's Used Books in North Kansas City on Sunday. And I work on two poetry and experimental zines. One is called Psychophagia Poetics. That's the experimental poetry one, psychological poetry. And the more long fiction, it's more for microfiction and experimental prose, and that one is called No True Sleep. So far, I've been the only writer featured, but I'm looking into featuring additional writers for the upcoming issues.
And how can we get more information about those zines?
Both of those, there is a website, actually, called Psychotronic... oh, what's that website called? It's pretty new, but you can find me on Facebook and inbox me about them. Anyone who's curious. And I'm trying to remember, but they're not really on the website yet. Not a huge web presence. You can find hard copies at Josie Records.
Oh, good.
And at Neither Nor Distro, which is a zine distro, and that is all. That's located at Holy Cow Marketing and Music.
Terrific. Now, how about you, Sherwood?
Yeah, I've been playing music in Kansas City for about a decade now. Uh-huh. My last group was Sri Yantra. We've done the band auction on KKFI before.
Good. Thank you for that.
Always a pleasure. And then lately I've been playing just as Sherwood. That's S-U-R-E-W-O-O-D, Sherwood. You can get information for my work on Facebook. I also have my own solo artist page. I've been working closely with Celeste of Infinite Realms as well, and she's going to probably be a vendor at the next event, the 7-year event, and there's room for other vendors to come as well. So if there's local KC artists who want to create and want to come and vend, First Friday is always a great place to set up and get that done.
And with that, what is the contact information?
You can just get hold of you can look me up, Sherwood. I'd be glad to point you in the right direction and get everyone set up who needs help. And then, I play music and I recite poems pretty much anywhere in KC where they'll have me. So I'm all over the place.
Terrific. Good. Yeah.
As far as I go, a lot of my experience in the entertainment industry has been with music. I'm the frontman of my own project, the Sin Wheel, which is an industrial experimental electronic project. I work the industrial music circuit. I've also drummed for several bands. One of them is Jilt. I've drummed for Flood Damage. A lot of this is in the Chicago indigenous industrial cold wave scene. That's basically where myself, as a lot of the founders of this event, hail from the industrial goth vein, basically, which kind of gives us our dark appeal. This is why we call it the evil boss stage of poetry events, if you will. I've been doing work with the Sin Wheel since 2006. Aside of that, I also write, I'm a staff writer for Region Magazine, which is an industrial goth magazine. I do music and album reviews as well as live interviews at shows. I am also involved in 100th Monkey, which is a global artist collective composed of artists. It's composed of visual artists, poets, musicians, folks from all over the world who just basically like to share their artwork with as many people as possible. So I try to have my hands involved in many things, basically. When I'm not doing the Wormwood Collective, I'm very focused on Region Magazine as well as with the Sin Wheel, which is my band, basically, my artistic brainchild.
I'd love to hear the music. Okay. You have to bring us some music next time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when
I have got material on MySpace, if anybody's still on MySpace. That's where it all started, the MySpace days. We're also on SoundCloud. We're on Facebook, Sin Wheel. By all means, definitely look up our music. We hope to be coming to the stage near you sometime this year as well in the Kansas City area.
Beautiful. You know, I thank you guys for coming in. Wormwood Collective, Will Sanchez, Sherwood, JC Sparks. Let me ask you guys, do you have any final words, anything that I left out that you wanted to mention to our listeners? I know you can be found on Facebook, prohibitionhall.com for more information about upcoming events and then your anniversary, 7th anniversary. Congratulations.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
7th anniversary on April 7th. It's definitely going to be an event that's open to the public. We're throwing the house out the window. Again, we're inviting a lot of guests. We're trying to bring as many people in as possible. We've got a lot of wonderful surprises, so this is definitely one event that you will not want to miss.
Sounds like fun.
So yes, definitely.
Yes, we love new faces. We are very happy to see new artists who show us something brand new that we never even thought of, didn't expect. So all are welcome, and we are happy to. We are not exclusive. We're ready to hear anybody's art.
Beautiful, and Sherwood.
I look forward to working with the Wormwood Collective more. It's a new element for me and my creation, and it's been a very pleasing experience for me. And I encourage anyone looking for a place to call home with their art to come check it out.
Beautiful. Hey, thank you guys so much for coming in today. Will Sanchez, Sherwood, JC Sparks, Wormwood Collective. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be right back with Art Speak Radio right after this.
Ben Tulchin, Bernie Sanders' pollster, and the head of Tulchin Research will join us on this week's Heartland Labor Forum to discuss whether millennials who voted progressive in 2016 will continue to do so as they get older. Then, it's the little city that could. What happened when Richmond, California took on Chevron in a battle for control of the city? We'll talk to author Steve Early about his book, Refinery Town, Big Oil, Big Money, and the Remaking of an American City. Thursday at 6 p.m., rebroadcast Friday, 5 a.m.
Michael, me constituents want to know what's on the next Arts Magazine show.
Well, Governor Brownbauer, Director Marissa Wolf will join us and talk about the Kansas City Repertory Theater production of New Works.
Have you heard something I haven't?
Then later, Director Julie McKinley and some of her students will talk about Storybook Theater and their show, The Ghost of Rhodes Manor.
I talk with Alf Landon all the time.
That's Monday at noon, Arts Magazine show.
There will be a town hall meeting for Congressman Kevin Yoder at Unity Church of Overland Park at 103rd and Antioch, Wednesday night from 6:30 to 9. Congressman Yoder has not yet confirmed his attendance. More info at 913-206-5354. This message, a public service of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
And we're back. This is Heart Speak Radio, and I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd. In the studio, we have Monique Salazar, Jameson Bales, Jeanette Powers, and we also have lovely Sean Pavey. And by phone, we have Jessica Ayala. I just have a brief announcement before we get to them. I do want to announce that the Charlotte Street Studio Residency is this weekend. So they're having open studios Friday, April 28th from 6. Oh, it's next Friday, excuse me, Friday, April 28th from 6 to 10 at the Charlotte Street Town Pavilion Studios. Also coming up on Saturday, April 29th, is Purpose Opening at the Paragraph Gallery at 23 East 12th Street here in Kansas City, Missouri. Also, a studio residence for the 2016-2017 Charlotte Street Residency, they'll have open studios too. So, you know, for more information, just the charlottestreet.org is the website that you can find more information and details, dates, times, locations, all of that. So, as I mentioned, I have with me in the studio today Sean Pavey, Jessica Ayala by phone, Monique Salazar, Jameson Bales, and Jeanette Powers, all here to talk about the second annual Kansas City Poetry Throwdown. So welcome, my friends.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
And there's Jessica. She's stuck in Denver, but glad to have you here. So this is the second annual, and it sounds like it's going to be a huge amount of people there at Prospero's, right?
Prospero's and the Writer's Place.
Okay. And so the Poetry Throwdown takes place the 21st, the 22nd, and the 23rd. And this is in celebration of National Poetry Month, right, Jameson?
That's correct, yes.
Terrific. So tell us what day one starts off with.
Day one starts at 5 o'clock at Prospero's. We have five headliners that are joining us. Bill Wallace from New York, Ari Washington from Cleveland, Ohio, William Taylor Jr. from San Francisco, Bill Gaynor from California, and John Dorsey, who's the poet laureate of Bell, Missouri. They're joining a handful of other poets for readings Friday night, starting at 5 at Prospero's Books.
So if you love poetry, you're a poet, or poetry curious, you want a free time, or you're perhaps a publisher, this event is for you, right?
Absolutely.
Got that from you, Jeanette. Yeah. And again, we've got Monique Salazar and Jeanette Powers, Jessica Ayala on the phone. So, and you'll be all a part of the Poetry Throwdown, right?
Yes, that's right.
Come closer.
I've been so honored to work with everybody. And there's, you know, I was thinking about this, and it looks all magical this weekend. It's this beautiful three-day festival. So many wonderful events going on, so many readers, local and national. But I've actually been able to witness how much amazing work these people went in, and there's just, like, in some ways, they're invisible because it all looks like magic. So just a huge shout out to Jameson and Sean and some of the other behind the scenes people, because this event is truly going to be the poetry event that you want to see this weekend. I want you to see all the poetry events. Yeah. But it's really magical because it's so many people from across the nation meeting here. And when you want to talk about developing your craft and you want to talk about celebrating current history and people's creativity and people who are really out there doing it now without some corporate backing, but just on their own, it's just really amazing to watch and be a part of.
Well, as you know, as we know, it's a 3-day poetry festival with more than 30 poets from across the country, and then we've got some really wonderful, talented local folks like you all that are here. And Monique, what night will you be performing?
I'll be performing at 7:30 on Sunday night, so I'll be kind of on the third day there. So.
And all that information can be found at the website that will give you all the details, the time, location, and all, Jameson?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, and the website is?
Website is www.spartanpresskc.com/throwdown.
Yeah, so it's going to really just sort of send off the National Poetry Month. April is done. Prospero's Books, Casey Arts, The Writer's Place, Jazz, Louisiana Kitchen, all of these are going to be a part of the Poetry Throwdown, right?
We did receive several sponsorships to help put this together. Room 39, Chameleon Arts.
Yeah.
We got a grant from Arts KC, Jazz, The Writer's Place, Prospero's Books.
Shafley Beer.
Shafley Beer.
St. Louis.
Yes. Correct.
We have a wonderful connection with St. Louis. I want to give a shout out to all the people there. Because really a lot of what Spartan Press is doing is about creating these connections outside of Kansas City to create this avenue for all of the poets to begin interacting with each other.
Terrific. And Jessica, who is on the phone, Jessica Ayala, who is also a writer and community activist, you'll be participating. What night will you be reading your work?
Saturday, about 7:30. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited.
And which location will you be at?
I'll be at Prospero's.
Terrific. How do you select people for this Poetry Throwdown? I mean, what is the selection process like? What sort of criteria do you have?
This year we really sought out unique voices with both locally and nationally. The trend now in the arts community, specifically in poetry, is they're the voice of the voiceless. And instituting social change, just unique atmosphere, unique voices, there was a substantial effort to seek out those voices, both locally and nationally. It was an 8-month process. So the lineup this month is it's a unique experience for those that are looking to see what's going on in poetry.
That's terrific. And again, do tell us the website for people to gain more information, locations. And the other thing is, unless you're not for profit, we cannot mention ticket prices or say something is free. But will there be information about that?
Absolutely. Jason Pruz, the guru of our website, and he's made that pretty detailed as possible. The website is www.spartanpresskc.com/throwdown.
So, Sean, what night will you be performing?
I'll be performing Saturday afternoon at the Writer's Place as a follow-up to our publisher's talk, which will be Saturday morning, I believe, at what, 10 a.m.?
9:30
a.m., where we'll have small press publishers from around the country, including the press that I helped found back in the 90s. That publisher is coming out from Charlotte, North Carolina. So it'll be a good reunion of old friends and a lot of really valuable information on how to get your work in print, how to appeal to an editor's sensibilities, how to not send your poems to the wrong market, those kinds of things. So if anybody has any interest in writing, whether it be fiction or poetry or nonfiction, this will be a good workshop to attend, to listen to, and ask questions of actual publishers.
Terrific. But I have to ask you, is there limited seating? Do people want to call ahead and reserve a seat, or is it just first come, first serve?
First come, first
serve. To show up.
Yeah.
And please.
And is that true of all the events over this 3-day?
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, you know what? We're going to take a real quick break. I've got some underwriting to air, and then we're going to be right back. Jessica, don't hang up. We're going to be right back with ArtSpeak Radio after this.
No problem.
And I'm Maria Vasquez-Boyd. This is ArtSpeak Radio. I am talking to a wonderful room of very talented writers, poets here in the KKFI studio. We're talking about the second annual Kansas City Poetry Throwdown. I've got Sean Pavey. Hello, Sean.
Hi.
I've got Jessica Ayala on the phone from Denver, Colorado.
Hello.
Hello,
hi,
friend.
Hi.
And Monique Salazar.
Hello.
And Jameson Bales.
Hello.
And, of course, the incomparable Jeanette Powers, all here in the studio live. We're talking about the April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd second annual Kansas City Poetry Throwdown in Midtown Kansas City. So, again, let's tell our listeners where some of the locations are and, you know, website, all that sort of stuff.
There's two main locations. A majority of the readings will take place at Prospero's Books, which is located at the corner of 39th and Bell. There is a publisher's talk and a poetry reading scheduled for Saturday starting at 9:30 at the Writer's Place, which is located at 3600 Pennsylvania.
That's 9:30 a.m.
9:30 a.m.
But it goes to like 3 o'clock, so people can come in for basically all of the morning and afternoon.
Absolutely right.
But what will people need to bring with them for that?
Lunch.
Yeah.
Ears.
Yeah. Yeah. So who will lead that publishers? It's just some people from...
Jose Faust and I will host the event at the Writer's Place. Uh-huh. And Jason Reberg and myself, Sean Pavey, Jason Prue, Brandon Whitehead will be choreographing the events at Prospero's. Yeah.
A lot of question and answers, I'm sure, for that event.
Correct.
Yeah, so bring your lunch, as Sean said. And some other things.
On Saturday, there is going to be a book release. And Beyond Pain is the April pop poetry poet, and she has her book release scheduled at 9:30. And then Keith Bohannon is hosting a micro slam that starts at 10 o'clock at Prospero's Books as well.
Well, you know, this sounds like it was a really big last year, and this being the second one, it just sort of keeps growing, getting larger, and gains more attention, right, Sean?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know what? We have quite a bit of time. So if we want to go down the row, if you'd like to read a little bit of your work. Oh, Sean? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. This is a poem that was just recently published over at Rusty Truck, which is one of my favorite little online poetry zines. And you can find it at rustytruck.wordpress.com. This is entitled Poem Starting with a Line from Phil Miller. And the Adam's apple, the vocal cords and tongue, the crackling voice graveled by whiskey, cigarettes, and time, cannot sing the songs written so long ago now. That stage in the back of the bar, empty. That band so distant and estranged for so long. Guitars lie in their cases, gather dust on stands. The record, somewhere, buried deep in a box, its vinyl molding and warped, is filled with dreams that lie etched in grooves. Place it on a turntable and listen as a needle fizzes in a rotary swoosh, 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 and a lost voice barely whispers, so young, so young. So young.
Wow, thank you, Sean. You know, and I do want to tell our listeners that Sean is the author of Talking to Shadows, and most currently, Nobody Steals from the Motel 6. Oh, Nobody Steals the Towels from the Motel 6.
There's a reason.
Yeah. Also, you've been an associate editor of the Main Street Rag, a lot of literary journal, and you've really been immersed in the writing community.
Right? I've tried. Sometimes you have to step away and take a break. I'm sort of coming back from a break and getting re-involved.
But certainly what you've learned in your career as a writer can certainly help other aspiring writers or just, you know, a colleague, right? Yeah.
Sure. I've got knowledge.
Yeah.
I've been rejected more times than I've been accepted, so I can, yeah. If anybody wants to talk about that process, I'd be glad to have that conversation.
It's man, you just kind of never recover. Well, I guess you have to, but it stings.
It always hurts. Yeah. Don't let anybody tell you different.
And Monique, who is also a poet, artist, activist, and business owner here in Kansas City, she's a member of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. And I have to mention at this point that you have a book release coming out at Saturday, April 29th at the Outburst Kansas City at 1715 Wyandotte. So congratulations to you about that.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm very excited for this book.
Striking the Black Snake is a series of poems that was written over the winter of 2016 and 17. And it really has to do about with the struggle over the Dakota Access Pipeline, right?
Yes, absolutely. I went up to Standing Rock two separate times, and I wrote this book on the second time. I arrived there the day that Donald Trump was sworn into office. So I spent my day setting up camp at Ocheti Shekelin instead.
Do you have a piece that you want to share with us?
I do, absolutely. This is a piece from the book, and it is entitled The Calling. It may be trite for me to say that I am terrified, still sitting among my warm things and bodies who love me. But terrified I am, urging the dog to come closer so my bed doesn't feel so empty the night before I leave to join a quote-unquote non-lethal war zone 750 miles away, where a black snake lies coiled, currying a strike, spitting rubber bullets and breathing tear gas. I told my mother I had been called, and she asked, "Why is it always you? Why is it always me?" That's an answer I don't have. You think the calling might think that perhaps sometimes I would like to sit in a wicker chair amongst the magnolia trees of some faraway orchard wearing a ridiculous hat, finally learning how to flirt while drinking tea with milk and honey. But the calling has other plans, always, from being thrown out of the consulate, the children's hospital, occupying factories, and preying on the 1806. The calling comes to me at night when Orion reigns over the sky. It whispers, "You are the vessel. You are the sum of all of your ancestors' prayers. You must go." And go I will, my head held high, my ancestors lodged against my heart, the prayers that surround me. But tonight, I will let myself cry until I sleep, because warriors feel the deepest fear. In the morning, when I hear the calling, I will rise to it.
We love that.
Thanks.
We love you, Monique. I've got Jeanette.
Oh, hello, Maria.
Hey. So, Jeanette is the program coordinator for the Generative Performance Art Venue Arts Bar here in Kansas City and the creative editor for 39 West Press. Do you have a piece that you want to share with us?
You know, I really looked hard for something that wasn't absolutely full of rage, and I just don't have any new work that's not. So, everyone be prepared. This is the nicest of my new work.
But it's G-rated, right?
G-rated.
Woof.
I believe, you know...
Put my finger on that 7-second delay button.
No. You don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
But I just began finally processing and reacting to the current political state. I think it's bigger than the political state. It's about capitalism. It's about consumerism. And so I want to address those issues right now in my work. So this is called Break Your Head Open and Leave It Shattered on the Flood. You're going to have to drown. Build that house high. Build that house high on the mountain. Build that house on stilts high on the mountain. Raise it up as far as you can architect. Reach for the stars and praise hallelujah. Fill that house with helium. Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. You still gonna soil your soul down that porcelain bowl, down that bowl into the septic tank, with the crack in it. The crack that drains all of your refuse, all of your refuse, all of your void excrement into your very own backyard. Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. You're going to have to soil yourself, break your head, eat your brains, clog the anatomy of a toilet, break your head open on the toilet, flush, flush, flush. You are flush with overflow. The John is flooding. Break your head open and leave it shattered on the flood. Keep it up. Build your house so high no one can see Havarti on Wonder Bread and falling out teeth. Caviar on saltines served with instant coffee. Glug, 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 your vodka prayer wine spritzer. Glug, the exhaust pipe of your 6-ton, 6-door V10 F-150. You're good to go, John Wayne. Breathe deep, General Lee. Drive that truck to the roof of your house and sit so high, God sits next to you, keep it up. You're gonna have to drown, because a flood is coming. You told me all about it in your little black book. You, everything I can't say today. Brains into your hands, you're leaking deep into the mountain, and it's crack, crack, cracking underneath you. Your stilts will fall. Your truck runs empty after you ate all the oil. That mountain gonna fall. That mountain gonna shake, you're gonna fall. The flood will rise to meet you, you can't hide, it's prophesized, I learned that from you. Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. Jesus says the meek will inherit the earth, and mountain man, that's the opposite of you. Keep it up.
Wow, terrific. Yeah.
I did have to do a lot of editing.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. You know, we're going to take a real quick break for a couple of spots, and we'll be right back with ArtSpeak Radio.
From the ballet to Broadway to Boys in the Sand and beyond, wading into Wakefield Pool's art, sex, and life. On This Way Out, Saturday at 2, right after The Tenth Voice.
Hello, this is MC Richardson, coordinator and consultant for the Community Forum, extending you a personal invitation to KKFI's first Community Ascertainment Forum. This Thursday, April the 20th, 6 to 8 p.m., 3901 Main Street, second level, inner rear entrance. Come greet and meet media professionals, both broadcast and print media, of Metro Kansas City.
And we're back. This is ArtSpeak Radio. I'm Maria Vasquez-Boyd. The second annual Kansas City Poetry Throwdown is happening April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd here in Kansas City. It's happening at Prospero's Bookstore, the Writer's Place. For more information, that would be what website, my friend?
www.spartanpresskc.com/throwdown.
Yeah, and I just gave you a sampling. I hope you enjoyed the sampling of poetry that was read by Sean Pavey, Monique Salazar, and Jeanette Powers, because they will all be performing there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So the website will tell you the information that you'll need to know, the location, the times, the dates, and who's reading, because there's like over 30 poets that are going to be...
It's almost 40. It's 46.
Wow, keeps growing. It keeps growing even as we talk. Yeah, yeah. So, and I know, you know, again, it's going to be anywhere between the Writer's Place and Prospero's Books. Also, some other sort of publishers, seminars, sort of, what do you want to call it?
We're just calling it a publisher's talk.
Publisher's talk.
Where... Yeah, the small press publishers from around the country are going to come in and talk about their process and also answer questions.
Yeah, that's great. You know, it's a terrific opportunity for people that haven't published or considering that, and, you know, kind of what you need to know, right?
Right.
Yeah. And again, on the phone, I've got Jessica Ayala, who's in Denver, Colorado. And if you could mention your book that you just published, Jessica, will that be available at the Throwdown?
Hey, everybody. I am in Denver. I can share with you the book that will be published will be in August. So okay. I'm very excited, and that's through Pop Poetry.
Okay, good.
So the book will be available in August, and I'm very excited to be reading some of that on Saturday for our Throwdown. So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah. Now, have you met some of the other poets, or have you ever attended, you know, shared the stage with them?
A few of them, yes. A lot of them, no. I think I echo all of the poets that are going to be a part of this on how excited, and major shout outs to everyone who's been organizing such an incredible event. I mean, 46 poets, and we're talking local, national. I'm very excited. Yeah. This is my first time doing something like this. So I'm very excited to network and to meet a lot of creative people.
And is that part of this, Jameson, when you created it? Not only was it to share the talent and the knowledge, but to sort of maybe form partnerships or collaborations or just really get to know other writers?
The underlying concept is just basically to open doors in a variety of ways. So the Throwdown definitely does that.
And it's not really competitive, is it?
No, it's not. No.
I mean, no one's going to get hurt.
No one's going to get hurt, no.
It's not a throwdown in the actual literal sense of the word, no.
It can be. It's going to be at the Micro Slam on Saturday night.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just... you know, because you mentioned that a lot of these writers are outside of Kansas City, for instance, Fort Worth, Texas, Charlotte, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, California. They're coming from all over. So they have a different sort of perspective, maybe geographically. And then thinking about Kansas City, I mean, we've really become a hub for creativity. Right?
That's correct. There are 10 states that are represented at the Throwdown, and there's a few key areas in the nation where there's a lot going on in the poetry scene. Dallas, Texas, for one, Buffalo, New York as well, Pittsburgh as well, Cleveland as well, where they've all got different scenes out there. And so in addition to checking out readings and seeing what other publishers are doing, those that are interested in what's going on in the nation can show up to the Throwdown and see what's going on in the active areas in the poetry scene in the United States and get ideas and develop that from there as well. So
now, is it modeled somewhat after AWP? Is it more academic, or is it just kind of what you know, what you've learned? Sean's shaking his head. No, it's not like AWP.
Yeah, it's modeled to be the anti-AWP. we want to maybe take poetry out of the ivory towers and bring it back down to the gutters where it belongs.
What are some of the genres that will be featured for the 3-day event?
There's a lot of unique voices there. Speaking of academics, we actually do have two PhDs on the bill. Mm-hmm. Jenny Mulberg, who's a professor at UCM, and Daniel Crocker, who teaches in Southeast Missouri State. Don Wentworth is the publisher of the Lilliput Review, who focuses a lot on haiku poetry. And we have two St. Louis poets that are very active in the spoken word slam area in St. Louis. So this is just a very small sampling of just the unique voices that are showing up this weekend in Kansas City.
So the second annual Kansas City Poetry Throwdown, April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, that will take place this weekend. The Writer's Place, which is at 3605
Pennsylvania, right.
Yeah. And then... Prosperos?
At 39th and Bell, correct.
Yeah. So who will kick off this event? Who do you have for the kickoff
the
day one?
The first person, I'll give a brief introduction, and then Jason Reber will give a brief introduction. And then Raphael Maurice is from St. Louis, and he's the first poet on the bill.
Yeah. Is there any open mic involved during this time, or is it just pretty swallowed up by all...
It is swallowed up, yeah. But there are plans in the mix for a secret private reading that will be announced on Sunday on the Facebook page for the Throwdown. So those that are interested in participating in an open mic format should pay attention to the Facebook page of the Throwdown.
So this is on Facebook, Instagram, any other sort of social media?
It's on predominantly on Facebook and the website.
Yeah.
And that would be keyword Poetry Throwdown.
Yeah, terrific. I'm talking to the poets of the Kansas City, the second annual Kansas City Poetry Throwdown, Monique Salazar, Jeanette Powers, Sean Pavey, and James Bales, and then I've got Jessica Ayala on the phone. So is this an opportunity, too, to sort of promote your work, promote your books that you've published? I mean, let's face it, you know, you gotta sell.
Yes, you do have to sell. And, you know, a lot of these people are coming in from all over the country on their own dime. Yeah. So I would encourage those who would like to attend this event, if they have the means, to find the poets that they enjoyed and purchase their books, because that's gas money or food money, mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever else financial support they need to maybe get back to their own beds on Monday. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice if we could show them a warm Kansas City welcome.
So we only have a few more minutes left. Well, we have a little bit longer, but if you would like to give any last sort of words about this, or also, you know, tell me about your, or, you know, mention any upcoming events that you have outside of this. We can do that really quickly.
Real quickly, what the Throwdown, to continue what Sean said, what the Throwdown really does provide is that Midwest ethic, that this is a very welcoming city for the arts in general. And people are coming from long distances to check this out. And it's a unique opportunity for those out of town, but also in town, just to be part of a very heartwarming event. So,
is it all ages?
Yes.
That was quick.
Yes.
So, okay. And will people need to call ahead, or they just show up?
Just show up.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have lots of secret events coming up. I can't announce any of it yet, but you're going to be hearing from me soon.
Okay. Where can people find out more information about your secret
events? JeanettePowers.com. That's JeanettePowers, powers as in magical.com. And I'll have announcements there. And also just friend me on Facebook, because I don't really use my Facebook for personal stuff. It's just all about being artistic and I use it like a performance art. And so I think I'm interesting to follow on Facebook. There's always funny stuff going on there. And I'll also announce not only just my own stuff, but everything else that's going on around town, because I am absolutely a poetry junkie. But what I would like to mention is M.G. Salazar here, the book Striking the Black Snake, I think is an incredibly powerful and important book. And it goes to show that the power of poetry can do more than tell the personal story or a political story, but it can actually tell the history of now. And so that's what makes this book so radical and amazing to me. And so that event is at the Outburst on Saturday, April 29th.
Very good.
And it's doors at 7 p.m. And so you can go to Facebook or to Eventbrite and just use that keyword, poems from Standing Rock or Striking the Black Snake, to find out all about that. And Monique, would you speak to your book for another moment?
We only have a few more minutes, so.
Absolutely. It's just the summation and the journey of that I took to the Standing Rock Reservation, to the Ocheti Shakwin and Ocheti Oyate camps to protect the water against some very scary police.
Thank you for doing that. Sean? Who's like, back to me.
I'm just really looking forward to this event. It's been a long time in the making.
Yeah. It's a lot of work to put on something like this, isn't it?
And Jameson has done the majority of the heavy lifting. I think my role has been relegated to talking him off the ledge. advising in terms of strategies on how to approach certain situations. But it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of great people. A lot of these folks we met last year, a lot of these folks we've met as we've traveled across the country. And we're just really looking forward to getting everybody in town over Schlafly beers having a good time.
You know, that sounds great. And Jessica Ayala, I want to thank you for calling in this afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us here. Not in person, but there will be another time.
Yeah, absolutely. It was wonderful.
Terrific. You know, congratulations to you all. I think this is going to be a great time. Thank you for, you know, bringing this to Kansas City, because we need to learn more about our literary community.
Absolutely.
We need to get people involved.
Absolutely.
So thank you for all that.
We've got a hopping literary community in this town.
Yeah, we sure do. So thank you so much. And that closes out this segment of Art Speak Radio. Thanks to Sean Pavey, Jessica Ayala, Monique Salazar, Jameson Bales, Jeanette Powers, and Wormwood Collective. Next week, April 26th, on the show, we've got Carl Bettis, Pat Lawson, Randy Ratliff, Eve Ott, and Sylvia Kofler. Stay tuned next at 1 o'clock for Jeff Harshbarger, Jazz in the Afternoon. And we love him. We love you. Do like us on Facebook. Thank you all so very much for listening. Honey, I'm coming home.